Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. A poem by Drew Jackson. This Unveiling. This is the pressing question of every age. What is it that we cannot see? For life is hiddenness, as is God, and we have been given the gift of searching. The unseen works on us always. Waves pulsing through our flesh unfelt. Forces pulling at our bodies. Forces putting black bodies in cells en masse. Each one underneath a veil of opacity that we call law. All that is hidden is meant to be revealed, yet revelation cannot be achieved. It comes when it comes, when it wants to unveil itself. Fall from the heavens like light to those who have insisted it lay itself bare. This unveiling, daring us to live differently. We are always being moved toward greater differentiation and larger viewpoints, and simultaneously toward a greater inclusivity in our ideas, a deeper understanding of people, and a more honest sense of justice. God always becomes bigger and leads us to bigger places. If God can include and allow, then why not us? If God asks us to love unconditionally and universally, then it is clear that God operates in the same way. Either Jesus is the Savior of the world, or He isn't much of a Savior at all. Either America treats the rest of the world and its own citizens democratically, or it does not really believe in democracy at all. This slow process of transformation and the realizations that come with it are not either-or decisions. They are great big both-and realizations. None of it happens without much prayer, self-doubt, study, and conversation. The journey itself leads us to a deepening sense of holiness, freedom, and wholeness. our small, personal viewpoint as a central reference for anything or for rightly judging anything gradually fades as life goes on. We are hardwired for the big picture, for transcendence, for ongoing growth, for union with ourselves and everything else. God is for everybody, and the divine DNA is in all creatures. We are driven toward even higher levels of union and ability to include. Everything that rises must converge. Rest in this knowing. We are one. How to see with greater clarity increases our courage and capacity to love ourselves, others, even our enemies. A life of faith isn't just about walking with God, but how one walks with humanity. The core feature of a moral life is to see. Choosing not to see is immoral. The goal is to improve our willingness and our ability to see. A spiritual life is to help us see better. The aim of love is improved sight. Life is about letting go of indifference and learning how to see. It's about waking up to love ourselves and love our world. Imagine love as our shared spiritual practice, binding us to one another, enabling us to see our connection, that we are kin. We must commit to a life of love that means seeing all the things. See your neighbor suffering and do something about it. See lies spoken and shared in social media and call foul. See a friend soaring and say, "I see you, beautiful creature," to build their self-love tank. Be healers and transformers. Really see. Fully awaken to the hot mess times we are in and to the incredible power we have to love ourselves into wellness. Open to revelation and open to the ways that it will provoke us to believe how lovable we each are. We are one. See Christianity in a fresh way. The question of how we see and what the lenses are that allow us to understand our lives and the world more deeply is a question we cared about for a really long time. How do we understand where and how the divine, where God, the Holy Spirit, is operating in our lives, in our institutions, and the world around us? What gives us the capacity to even understand any of that? Let's settle into the basic issue, or the basic central reality of Christianity. Do that kind of work, of letting the end of one image emerge for you and a new image of the divine be born for you. Otherwise, you're probably in a pretty static place in your own faith. Getting the right answers from a creed or remembering points of doctrine from a sermon, we probably will not manage to truly know the divine. We will only succeed in keeping the right responses scribbled on some back page of our memory. Who are you, God, is the question of a lifetime, to be asked and experienced over and over again. That query frees the divine to show up in our lives over and over again, and entails remembering where we first met, how we struggled with each other along the road, and what we learned in the process. What is being asked of us in this moment is patient attention, a willingness to slow down, listen, and look, a willingness to let go of our expectations, to accept the possibility that our efforts may not bear any fruit. We do not obtain the most precious gifts by going in search of them, but by waiting for them. Why do we put so much stock in our ability to seek and find what we are looking for? Why is it so difficult for us to wait for things to unfold to reveal themselves? The idea that what we most deeply desire must ultimately reveal itself to us is not easy to accept. There is risk and vulnerability. The willingness to relinquish control and open ourselves to the mysterious unknown is at the heart of every great spiritual tradition. Become again like a child. Be born anew. Learn to see with fresh eyes. We sense deep within that there is more to know, more to experience, more reality than my careful definitions of God. To awaken is to find ourself in the new vista. Looking back at our former life with an entirely new set of eyes, it is literally to be changed. The spirit within becomes our sight. How do we become unafraid to see what we already are? Rest in this knowing. Three sets of eyes. Contemplative teaching shares three different ways or levels of seeing. The first eye is the eye of the flesh, thought or sight. The second is the eye of reason, meditation or reflection. And the third is the intuitive eye of true understanding, contemplation. This third eye is knowing something simply by being calmly present to it. No processing needed. The loss of the third eye is the basis of much of the short-sightedness and religious crisis of the Western world. Lacking such wisdom, it is hard for churches, governments, and leaders to move beyond ego, the desire for control, and public posturing. Truth is no longer possible at this level of conversation. One wonders how far spiritual leaders and other leaders can genuinely lead us without some degree of contemplative third eye seeing and action. It is hardly an exaggeration to say that us and them seeing, and the dualistic thinking that results, is the foundation of almost all suffering and violence in the world. Lacking the contemplative gaze, such leaders will remain mere functionaries and technicians, or even dangers to society. We need all three sets of eyes to create a healthy culture. Without them, we only deepen and perpetuate our problems. We need true mystics who see with all three sets of eyes. Three people stood by the ocean, looking at the same sunset. One saw the immense physical beauty and enjoyed the event in itself. This one was the sensing type, who, like most people in the world, deals with what can be seen, touched, moved, and fixed. This was enough reality to consider without much interest in larger ideas, intuitions, or the grand scheme of things. This is first eye seeing, which is good. The second person saw the sunset and enjoyed all the beauty that the first person did. Additionally, like all lovers of coherent thought, technology, and science, this person also enjoyed comprehension of the cyclical rotation of planets and stars, using imagination, intuition, and reason to see with a second eye was even better. The third one saw the sunset, knowing and enjoying all that the first and second people did. With the facility to progress from seeing to explaining to tasting, this person also stood in awe before an underlying mystery, coherence, and spaciousness that created a connection with everything else. Engaging this third eye is the best, for it is the full goal of all seeing and all knowing. Where might you be able to practice seeing with your third eye today? Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.